Well, Aaron, welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm already smiling and laughing. Why? In anticipation of all of your great clean jokes today. Yes, it's back. Our clean joke show. Give us your best joke. We want to laugh because you got to keep a sense of humor. And it's very important. And on this special feast day of St. Teresa of Avila, so appropriate, I have to tell you, because she had a sense of humor. Okay. She was an amazing saint, a doctor of the church, very strong saint, Carmelite spirituality. And she had a very intimate, deep relationship with Jesus, so much so that she used her own personality, her sense of humor, with our Lord. And I'll share that because it's not really like a joke, but it's very funny. It's a quote that's attributed to her. You probably have heard it circulate or seen it circulated or heard it many times, but it's so funny. And I thought, how appropriate that we're having this joke show on her feast day. Okay, so give us your best clean joke. Here's how it works. You just dial this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Matt Gabinski is ready, willing, and able to answer your call. He'll listen to your joke first. You're going to have to tell it twice. Once to Matt, just because Matt has to approve it to go on air. And then you're going to tell it to us, the Take Two family. And we're going to laugh, we're going to giggle, we're going to hold on to our chest because hopefully that our heart doesn't race too much because it's so funny. And we're just going to have a blast together as the Take Two family, and that's how it works. Now, you can send your joke in by text. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and the joke. All right. And then just know that message and data rates may apply. All right. So that's another way you can do it. Texting. You can email us take2@ewtn.com. You can email us the joke. You can send it on social media. I'm waving to you guys on YouTube and the socials. Thanks, you guys, for being there. Put your joke in there. And here's the cool part of today. So Michael McCall will retrieve everything, but Charles Beery, our producer, is going to tell your joke. All right. Now, why is Charles coming on air with us and telling your jokes that are coming in on social media or you're emailing us or texting us? Because Debbie, that's me, needs a break for a second to get a sip of water because you guys get me laughing so hard. Think about it for a minute. It's very difficult to do this. I have to keep my composure. I have to talk and then I have to listen to your joke and then I have to laugh. Well, I do laugh. And then sometimes some of you tell jokes and then I think about it a second time, right? As the show's going on and I start laughing again. So basically I'm continuously laughing for the whole entire hour. It can be quite painful, I have to tell you. So I'm going to take a little breather and Charles is going to read the joke and he'll assist. So we're super glad about that. And all you have to do is call it in. Now, if we've heard these jokes before, it's okay. We'll laugh again. And we have brand new listeners every time to Take Two. So feel like it's a first time and pretend like you're on an improv stage. And this is your chance to deliver a joke to an audience. And we will respond. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we had someone on the line ready, but they dropped off. So you have an open phone line right there. Call in. Tell your joke to Matt, then tell it to us. We'll laugh. And it's just adding that sense of just humor is so important in this crazy, difficult, sometimes very dark world. Okay. We're not being flippant. We're not being disrespectful. We are showing that Catholic Christians can have a sense of humor. It is possible. We're not just so robotic that we just stand up, sit down, kneel, stand up, sit down, kneel. There's much more to us than that. We do have a sense of humor. And remember, folks, you know, it's probably the Catholics that invented bingo. Okay, I'm just saying. Because my first job when I was in eighth grade was at a bingo hall. So we can have fun. 833-in moderation. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Give us your best clean joke. Some of you may want to email it, take2@ewtn.com. That's totally fine. I know that some of you say, well, I'm too embarrassed to get on air. I don't want to do that. So I just want to just send it in by email. That's fine. And we'll read it later too. Charles and I have a blast reading everybody's emails. And Jerry reads them as well. Take2@EWTN.com. And if you want to get in touch with us, that's where you email us. But I'd love to have you on air. So it's really fun when we can have this exchange and laugh and giggle together as the mystical body of Christ. 833-288-3986. Give us your best clean joke. Okay, the way this story goes with St. Teresa of Avila is that she was traveling to one of the convents, and she fell into like a mud puddle. Like she fell, I think, off of a horse or something like that, or a wagon or something. And she fell into a mud puddle, and there was a stream or something. And I don't know if it was a stream or she just fell into the mud. The story changes. You know how the story over the years changes. But she fell, and she was really she was really bummed out. So when she started thinking about it, she talked to Jesus, and Jesus said to her, "That's how I treat my friends." And St. Teresa of Avila quickly responded, "No wonder you have so few friends." I think that's hilarious. I mean, here is our great saints. They have a sense of humor. By the way, Padre Pio had a biting sense of humor. He was amazing. Blessed Carlo Acutis had a sense of humor. Okay, so you can have fun and be deeply, deeply rooted in your faith, deeply close to God. So join the fun, join the action. We love it here. We're going to get to Frank on the. It's going to be first up. It's the first one at our improv, you know, our EWTN improv. That's what we could call it. Something like that, Charles. What do you think? Charles, are you on the air? Oh, no, you're not on the air. Okay. Charles is getting ready to retrieve your questions on social media. But Charles will come on after the break. But Frank is going to be first up. So Frank, pretend like you're on stage and you're delivering a good joke. Somebody join Frank at 833-288-3986. Okay, I'm already getting comments that you guys just think that you just love watching me crack up. I get it. It's very difficult though, but if you're being entertained, if it brightens your day, if it makes you feel good, then I will do it because I love the Take Two family. So fill up those last two phone lines for the first group that's gonna be at our little improv that we just invented. 833-288-3986. Give us your best clean joke today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Wow, this is going to be fun. We'll be right back.
You'll turn to me and laugh about today.
You gotta love this catchy little tune here to get us all in the mood to laugh at the jokes we're about to share. Frank's going to be first up. Frank, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I'm still thinking about St. Teresa of Avila. That is hilarious. So picture this. You know, here's this nun who falls into a mud puddle, or some say it was a stream, and she's all upset, right? And she's going to the convent. She's obviously got to look decent, and she looks like a mess if you fall into a mud puddle. And she says to Jesus, you know, what's up? And he says, you know, this is the way I treat my, you know, I treat my friends. And she said, well, if this is the way you do it, no wonder you have so few. I mean, it is hilarious. Charles, what do you think? I think that's hilarious that some of our saints had great, just a great sense of humor. They got it.
Yeah, absolutely necessary, you know. It's yeah. Good witness.
Exactly. So Charles, our producer, is standing by, ready to retrieve your jokes coming in on social media or texting, or you can email us. But let me just share this real quickly because this is a very important announcement. Listen to this, folks. Join us for a special edition of The World Over this week as Raymond Arroyo talks with presidential candidate and former president Donald Trump. The World Over is going to be at a special time this Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern only on EWTN Radio. So Raymond is going to be interviewing former President Donald Trump. So that should be interesting. Okay, let's go to Frank. And Frank is in Alexandria, Virginia. And Frank is on Guadalupe Radio Network. Okay, Frank, you're the first comedian up on stage. Take it away.
Long time no see, ma'am. Anyway, here's the joke. What is the best medicine for pimples?
What?
Give up? Okay, yes. The answer is the best medicine for pimples is bananas. Do you know why?
No.
Have you ever seen a monkey with pimples?
Okay, that was really good. Oh my gosh, that was really good. You're hilarious, Frank. Frank, I need to ask you a question. Do you look forward to these shows? Because I do.
Yes, I do. It's just about lunchtime when I'm cooking some rice or today it was Italian sausage, French fries, and brown rice. So I'm going, okay, time to turn on Gary and Debbie.
Oh.
So exactly what I do. I wait for the program, and while I'm cooking, say grace before meals, and then go ahead and call. I have you on my contact list on my speed dial.
Oh, so, anyway. That's wonderful. So you're part of our lunch bunch. I love that.
Oh, exactly. Exactly, Samson. You got to eat. You just have to eat.
Yeah, you got to eat.
The doctor will tell you that.
Yeah. Frank, I'm so excited that you were first up. Thank you so much. We've got Ken right behind you, so I'm going to get to Ken. So keep listening because you're going to be laughing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Okay, our next caller is, oh, by the way, you can jump in, Frank. Just freed that phone line if you've got a good, clean joke, 833-288-3986. The emphasis is on clean because we want it to be, age appropriate for everybody. And kids listen to this show. A lot of kids listen to the show. In fact, if you are a young one and you want to tell a joke on air, ask your parents and call in. 833-288-3986. We're very friendly. Ken is up next from Cedar Bluff, Alabama. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the program.
Hey there. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much. I love laughing. I've gotten kicked out of a lot of places, just to let you know, but you didn't really ask that question, but I'm just giving you that answer because I just love to laugh.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So take it away.
For all you pickleball players out there, what do you call the lady that stands out in the middle of the pickleball court?
What?
Annette.
Okay, Charles and I are laughing. That was really good. Did you learn that?
I got one more pickleball.
Okay, go ahead.
One more pickleball joke. Now, these are for pickleball players. Is how many pickleball players does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None. Because it's always out. You got to be a pickleball player.
Appreciate it. Let me ask you a question. I have to ask you this. Let's put on our serious hat for a minute. Everybody's been telling me I need to play pickleball because I used to love tennis, okay? And I'm actually afraid to play pickleball because I've seen it in action, and that ball comes back at you really fast. And you could get, like, hit in the face or in the eye or something like that. Isn't that true?
Well, do you go and play with Serena Williams or something? No, you go and play with people, your peers, who are at your same level, and you have a good time. It's like kind of a cross between ping pong and tennis. But if you're a tennis player, you're a natural. You'll do real well.
Well, and I have to tell you this. You got to know this, Ken. I love ping pong. I've been playing ping pong since I was 2 years old. We had a ping pong table, and actually I'm quite good at it. Oh, there you go.
Well, you would love it. It's a good, little bit of exercise. Mm-hmm. The oldest fellow we had playing here up to last year was 88 years old, and he was a better player than I was. But
wow!
So okay. It's all about accuracy and getting to where the ball's at.
Okay. Well, Ken, it's all because of you. I'm going to take up pickleball. Marty and I have these courts right by our house. We're going to take up pickleball, and then I'll report back in a couple months, okay?
Fantastic. You take care.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you so much. I'm going to use the Annette joke. I think that's hilarious. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Linda's up next from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Hi, Linda. I don't know if you can beat the Annette one. That was pretty good.
I hear you.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Hey, I got a good one.
Okay.
There's a new meaning out today for counterfeit.
Okay.
Counterfeit is what people have today after they're done paying for groceries.
Okay, I got to ask my producer. Charles, did you like that one? Is all good?
Yeah, oh, I don't hear. Fine, it's fine.
Yeah.
We're a laughing. Counterfeit.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
It's on the counter.
Oh, my goodness. Did you make that up or did you hear that?
I heard that.
You did. Okay, okay. You are hilarious. You love to laugh, Linda. You are so cool. Linda,
thank you.
Do you have another one or is that you're just one for today?
Okay, a guy goes into a psychiatrist's office and he says to him, some days I feel like a teepee and other days I feel like a wigwam.
Mm-hmm.
And the psychiatrist told him, you're too tense.
Okay, that's a good one. You got Charles almost falling off the studio chair. That's a good one. I like that. Hey, Charles, you're on video with everybody. You could wave to everybody. You should wave. Charles Beery is waving. If you're on YouTube, this is Charles, our amazing producer. Linda, you're awesome. Thank you so much for getting us laughing today. We appreciate it. Linda's going to free that phone line there for you to jump in at 833-288-3986. Okay, Linda. After Linda, now is Paul. Paul's from Michigan on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. So a burglar breaks into a dark house, and he's rummaging through the drawers with a flashlight, and he hears a voice behind him saying, Jesus is watching you, and he thinks he's hearing things, so he goes back through rummaging through the drawers again, and he hears it again, Jesus is watching you. He flips around with his flashlight, and he sees a parakeet saying to him, Jesus is watching you. He said, who the heck would name, or what is your name? And he said, it's Moses. And the burglar said to Moses, well, who the heck would name a bird Moses? And they said, the same people that would name their Rottweiler Jesus.
Okay, so
have a great day. Love your show.
Thank you. We love you too. I have to tell you, I've heard that joke several times, and every time I hear it, I just crack up, and then I think about it later, and I laugh again. That ripple effect or that secondary laugh that you have later on after you think about it, that's so good. It's got to be releasing those feel good hormones. You know that is so relaxing. That's a way to de-stress, you guys. Okay, we're gonna go back to The Rock. We had a lot coming in. Cleveland has a sense of humor. Pat from Cleveland, Ohio, take it away.
Okay, Debbie, it's not a joke. It's just a fact. The Italian. Are you familiar with the Italian language? You speak Italian at all?
Yes, I do. I do know the ones that are a little bit, you can't say in front of seven-year-olds.
Okay. Well, the reality, the Italian language, 85% of the words are about food, cooking, and eating. 14% of the words are about music and art. And then there's another 1% that's greetings. And that's just the truth. Mm-hmm. It might be funny, but it's a fact. And then... Okay. The other thing is to speak Italian is similar to Spanish, except you have to shout and wave your arms.
Yeah, absolutely. If Italians have their arms restricted, like if you're looking on YouTube right now, you can see I'm moving my hand. It just is natural. It's just part of me. I can't stop it. And I've tried to stop.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, if you're riding on a bus, you don't want to ask an Italian bus driver a question.
Because they'll take their hands off the wheel. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute, Pat, I have to tell you something. Okay, full disclosure, you need to know this. This is really the truth. We actually have a neighbor that lives like four houses down from us, and he actually kind of reported us, because Marty and I, we don't scream through the household, but I'll kind of yell like, Marty, but it's pretty loud, and he'll do the same thing with my name, and our neighbors think we're fighting. I'm just letting you know.
I've heard other people say that. I know a lady from Switzerland who was a foreign exchange student in Chicago, and she was staying with an Italian-American family, and she'd be up in a room thinking they were fighting, and she'd come down and realize they were just talking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're totally just talking. In fact, we get going sometimes, Marty and I, and we're just, and I think about it for a second. I'm like, oh, my goodness, if somebody was taping this is, like, really loud. So I totally agree with you. Okay, one more time. Give me those stats again. So how much is about food? Because that's
85% of the words in Italian are about food, cooking, and eating. And 13% are about music and art. And 1% is everything else.
Everything else. Okay, that's so true. I know my mother used to always say, mange, mange, you know, eat, eat, you know, like you always, there was always centered around family and food and absolutely. Thank you so much for brightening our day. That was a great call. It wasn't exactly like a joke, but it was very funny and very interesting. So thank you so very much, Pat. God bless you. Okay, we are, Pat's going to free that phone line. I got to go quick here. 833-288-3986. Okay, so after Pat, we've got Margaret. Margaret's from Pensacola, Florida, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Margaret.
Hello. I'm calling from Pensacola, Florida, and we get a lot of rain in the dog days in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So, but you've heard that the rain falls, and the Bible tells us that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. I believe it falls mostly on the just because the unjust stole the umbrella.
The unjust stole the umbrellas. Oh my goodness, that is hilarious. Okay, that was really, really good. By the way, I think Pensacola is very beautiful. You live in a beautiful part of the country.
You mentioned beautiful white sand. You mentioned the Pensacola Beach.
Well, let me ask you a question real quickly. How are you guys doing? Because aren't you bracing for another storm coming in?
No, we just got over one. Yeah, I haven't even checked the news yesterday or the day. So we had a hurricane. Well, it was mostly around Tampa, Florida. We're in Pensacola, Florida. But right. We didn't get one this year. The last really bad one we had was a Hurricane Ivan. So it's been over 10 years ago now.
Yeah. Well, just know, Margaret, we're praying for everybody in Florida, North Carolina, the surrounding states, because, you know, we take it seriously and we are praying that everybody gets their needs met and the supplies and things that their families stay safe and including their pets, too. We pray that their pets, because I know that can be devastating to lose a pet during one of these natural disasters. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Margaret. God bless you for that call. Okay. Let me check in with Charles Beery, our producer. Do we have any coming in on social media or texting? We do?
Yes, we've got some here.
Can you give us one?
Okay. Michael says, if you put a bunch of funny bones in a pot of boiling water, you get like a laughing stock.
Okay, you got to go a little louder. I need to hear that again. If you put a bunch of funny,
bunch of funny bones in a pot of boiling water, you get a
laughing stock. Okay, since I make a lot of soups and stews, that's a really good one for me. Do you have another one?
Yes. Joe says, 3 golf clubs walk into the sports bar. The bartender asks them what they wanted, and one of them said, nothing for me. I'm the designated driver.
Okay, you need to mark that one because you know that I'm a golfer, so I have to have that one. Would you save that one for me? Anything else coming in?
Okay, let's see. We've got Paulette says, what did the left eye say to the right eye? Between us, something smells.
Well, since I have eye issues right now, I need that one too. That is really good. Okay, and you can send them in on social media, or you can text us, or you can email them. Anything else coming in? I know Michael's probably busy on social media.
What, Sarah says, what did the Lego alien say when he came to Earth? What? I come in pieces.
Okay, my son was totally into Legos when he was a kid. That is such a good one. Okay, we're going to take a breather. We're going to get a sip of water because you guys are hilarious today. You are taking this on. And guess what? You're not going to believe this, but we have one open phone line. So if you want to be on stage today and tell your joke, dial in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-3986. Give us your best clean joke.
Turn to me and laugh about today.
Okay, more of your jokes coming up. Let me just do a congratulations and a shout out. Congratulations going out to our great EWTN radio partner, Ablaze Radio, serving Duluth, Georgia, is celebrating 9 years with EWTN. Congratulations to Ken and Patricia and their great team at WNRE from your friends here at EWTN. Ablaze Radio, you're going strong. God bless you. Keep going. We need Catholic radio now more than ever. Very, very important. Okay. We have more coming in on social media, some emailing, some texting, and Charles will be back to share those. If you want to join them, all you have to do is text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, and then you put your first name in, you write in the joke, and just know that message and data rates may apply. Or data rates may apply, depending on how you say it. Okay, next up is PJ. PJ's from Virginia on the EWTN app. Take it away, PJ.
Hey, Debbie, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you so much. I'm laughing. I always feel good when I'm laughing. I don't think about any of my problems.
Yep. It's actually PJ with a P. PJ.
That's what I thought. Did I not say PJ? I thought I said PJ. No?
TJ with a T.
Oh, TJ. Okay, it's okay. I'm so sorry. TJ. I'm so sorry.
That's,
it's written.
That's all
it's
right.
Written here. Okay, but let me start over because I want to do it properly. TJ from Virginia on the EWTN app. Take it away.
Okay, so I used to be in the Protestant denomination, and I found this guy on TV one night. He was making like jokes. But they were like biblical jokes. And I mean, he was pretty nice about it. You know, he wasn't rude or nothing. Mm-hmm. But he said one joke one night, and he said, a Christian newlywed couple, a husband and a wife, were having breakfast one morning. And the husband looked at the wife and asked, what do you think we should do? What do you think the we should do biblically here, that it's according to the word, like who's going to make the coffee here, you know? And the wife looked at the husband and says, oh, that's easy, because he brews. I tried to set it up the best I could, but
no, that was really good. I actually have heard that before on a Christian TV network, and I laughed so hard. I love that. I think you did a great job. Do you have another one of those jokes?
No, I don't know anymore.
Okay, but that was really good. You did it well. So you got to call back for in a couple months when we do it again and get some more of those. I think Hebrews. That's hilarious. DJ, you crack me up. Was this the first time you've ever called Take Two?
No, I called a long time ago and talked to you and Jerry a long time ago.
Oh, good. And you call back. That's so cool. Well, good deal. Thank you so much for gracing this beautiful joke show. We appreciate it. Okay, the number to dial is 833-288-3986. I'll check back in with Charles in a moment. I want to get more of the calls on because you guys are waiting so patiently. So let's see. After TJ is... Okay, so now we have more initials. JP from Black Hills, South Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Did we get your initials correct, JP?
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead.
Yes. Okay. Why is it difficult to catch a devout Catholic?
Why?
They fast.
Oh, Charles, that's a good one. You got to mark that one. That is fabulous. That is so good. Do you have another one or no?
Okay, one more.
Yeah.
How do you keep a turkey in suspense?
Ooh, how?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's great for coming up on Thanksgiving. Way to go. You hit a home run with those. Thank you so much, and thanks for waiting and getting in on this joke show. Don't forget to call us back in a couple months when we do it again. Okay, that was great. Charles is marking all these down, by the way, so I can laugh again after the show. Theodore is up next from Buffalo, New York on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Theodore. And I just want to make sure, is this my new friend, Theodore?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Teddy. Can I call you Teddy on air?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hi, Teddy. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Good. Good. So glad you called. Okay. Okay. Give us your best joke.
Okay. I got one simple one right now. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What?
A hippo is big and heavy, and a Zippo is just a little lighter.
Okay, that was great. I love that one. I'm going to go back and listen to all these again. That was fabulous. Teddy, you're awesome. Thank you so much. I was actually praying and thinking about you the other day in our phone call. Thank you so much. You really, I loved our conversation. So thank you for calling in and being part of the Take Two family.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love listening.
Aw, thanks. Okay, we'll see you soon. That was a great one. Okay, Pedro is up next from Columbus, Ohio on the EWTN app. Pedro, take it away.
Thank you. So the wife goes to the doctor's office and says, my husband's having trouble memorizing things. He has a really, really bad memory, and I want to try to help him out. So the doctor says, try this exercise. Anytime you guys are going to do a chore or a list of things, just write it down. It'll help your memory. Writing it down, then you read it. Good practice. She's like, okay, I'll let him know. So she goes back home and says, doctor told me a good idea. We should start writing things down to help with our memory. And the husband says, oh, the doctor's crazy. I'm not going to do any of that. She's like, all right, whatever. So that evening, they're at home, and the husband gets up. He's going to go to the kitchen, and she says, you're going to the kitchen? He says, yeah. She said, would you mind getting me some vanilla ice cream with some chocolate syrup, sprinkle some nuts, and don't forget the whipped cream up top? He said, all right, I'll get it for you. And she said, you're not going to write this down. Remember what the doctor said. It'll help your memory. He said, no, doctor's crazy. I don't need that. My memory is fine. She said, all right. So he went to the kitchen, started preparing everything, went back to the wife, brings her a plate with two fried eggs, some bacon, and some potatoes. The wife looks at the plate, looks at the husband and says, you forgot the toast.
Okay, I'm totally going to tell that one to my husband. That is hilarious. Okay, that where did you hear that? Do you remember? Do you remember where you first picked that up, that joke?
I do not recall. It stuck with me, and I've told my mom, I've told some other people, and they just die cracking up because they're thinking what happened here.
Yeah, that is.
She's the one.
Yeah, that is so funny. Role reversal. I love it. That is hilarious. Way to go. Thank you so much, Pedro. Thank you. God bless you. You have a great giggle. Keep that giggle. Okay, Bob is up next from Sandusky, Ohio on Annunciation Radio. Hey, Bob.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Okay, this is a knock-knock joke.
Wait a minute. I love knock-knock jokes. Charles, pay attention to this one. Knock-knock. Go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Oh, don't cry.
Okay. I like the way you said, oh, don't cry. That was so good. Do you have another knock, knock joke?
That's it.
That's it. Okay. Okay. Well, get one going for in a couple months when we do it again. Okay, Bob?
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much. Dennis is up next from South Carolina on the EWTN app. Hey, Dennis.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Go right ahead.
Hi. I have a joke about a young man was driving down the road and he saw this lady pulled over by a whole gang of motorcyclists. Mm-hmm. And he was really afraid something terrible was going to happen to her. So he walked over and asked him what was going on, and they told him it was none of his business. He should get out of there. And so he walked up to the biggest guy with the most tattoos and punched him right in the nose. And he ended up in heaven. And Peter said, why should we let you in here? And he told him the story. And he said, when did that happen? And he said, about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, wait a minute. You got to help me. Did I miss something? So he punched him in about... So are you saying that he died
he
right
went
after?
To heaven. He went to heaven, and Peter said, when did this happen?
Yeah.
And He said about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so does that mean like he died after he did that?
Well, the whole motorcycle gang was there.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay, that's hilarious. Oh my goodness. That is so funny. Do you have another one for us, Dennis? I always like to give people a chance to do two of them.
Well, we used to do Alpha, and I had a whole bunch of these religious jokes, but my favorite one was the Hebrews joke. That was the first one I ever did. That was my favorite one.
So. Yeah, the Hebrews one's a good one. Okay, but you got to get geared up for a couple months from now. You'll have to call back, okay, and give us another one. I love those jokes. That was so cool. Thank you so much, Dennis. I appreciate it. God bless you. Okay, 833-288-3986. We'll get back to the calls. Kathy will be up next from Connecticut, but we're checking in with Charles Beery, our producer, on social media and also texting and emailing. Charles, do you have any great jokes for us?
Okay, so I've got a few here. Anonymous text says, how do you make holy water?
Ooh, I know this one.
Okay.
How?
You boil the hell out of it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Michael on YouTube says, what do you call a cow that just gave birth?
What?
Decaffeinated.
I gotta stop. Okay, it hurts. I'm laughing too hard. Go ahead.
Okay, Kathleen on YouTube says, a sandwich walks into a bar. Ouch. No, she didn't say that. A sandwich walks into a bar. The barman says, sorry, we don't serve food in here.
Oh, there, Charles, go. We gotta get a break. I have to stop. It hurts. You know how hard it is to hold back laughter? Does anybody realize that?
It's tough. It can be tough.
It's painful. Very painful. Okay. Thanks, Charles. We'll check it back with you. And there's social media is still coming in. That is awesome. But let's get to Kathy from Connecticut on WJMJ. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. I love to laugh. I'm great. Go right
Me
ahead.
Too.
Yeah.
What goes ha, ha, thump, ha, ha, thump, ha, ha, thump?
What?
A man laughing his head off.
Oh, my goodness. Kathy, you crack me up. Do you have another one?
What did one flea say to the other flea?
What?
Shall we walk or take the dog?
I gotta stop. I gotta stop. Okay. All right. That is hilarious. I cannot hold it back. There's something wrong with me today. I can't contain myself. Kathy, you are awesome. That was so good. And I love your delivery. You have a great delivery of the jokes.
I enjoy the laughter too. Thanks so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay.
There's an art. There's an, thank you. There's an art to delivering jokes, just to let you know. Okay. Deacon from San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Deacon.
Yes, how are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Question for you.
Go ahead.
I'm just curious. Are you a deacon or is your name Deacon?
No, I am. I'm an ordained deacon.
That's what I thought.
Everybody calls me Deacon.
Okay, see, this is so good, Deacon, because I want our listeners to know that our clergy has a sense of humor. Go right ahead.
Okay. First joke. I got two. First joke, a wife gets mad at her husband. And she packs his bags and tells him to get out. As he's walking out of the door, she says, I hope you die a long, slow death. He looked back at her and said, oh, so you really do want me to stay? Okay, you ready for the second one?
Yes, Deacon, I am.
Okay, second joke. There were three friends. They were stranded on a deserted island. And they found a lamp. And when they rubbed the lamp, a genie came out. The genie said, I'm going to give each one of y'all one wish each, so don't blow it. The first friend steps up and says, I don't want to be here. I want to go home. So the genie blinks, and he's at home. The second friend steps up and says, I don't want to be here either. I want to go home. So the genie blinks, and he's at home. Third friend steps up and says, I'm so lonely. I wish my two friends were back here with me.
Okay, where do you get these jokes, Deacon?
I drive trucks and we talk on the CB and I just hear it around just different places.
Okay, so you have to remember them. Okay, Deacon, do you
yeah, I,
use
I, yeah,
Yeah. Do you use any jokes in your homilies?
Yeah, sometimes. I have a good Christian joke if you want to hear it. It's a really good Christian joke.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, all right. This man's driving down the street, and he's swerving, so a cop gets in behind and pulls him over. The cop gets out and taps on the window, and the driver rolls the window down. He says, Officer, why did you stop me? He said, sir, about a mile back up the road there, you were swerving quite a bit. Have you been drinking tonight? And the driver said, no, sir, officer, I haven't been drinking at all. Well, while the police officer was standing there talking to him, he saw a bottle laying on the seat beside the driver. Mm-hmm. So the officer said, driver, what's in that bottle? The driver said, oh, officer, that's my water. When I get thirsty, I drink water. So the police officer said, let me see that bottle. So the driver grabs the bottle to the police officer. He looks at the bottle. He looks back at the driver. The cop slowly takes the top off the bottle. The cop turns the bottle up, and the cop says, "Fuck!" He says, that's not water, that's wine. The man says, oh, the Lord, I've done it again.
Okay, Deacon, that is awesome. I love your sense of humor. Thank you so much for saying yes to your vocation. God bless you, sir. Thank you. We so appreciate it. You got us really, really belly laughing today. That's a good thing. Thank you, Deacon. Okay, I'm going to get back to the calls in just a moment. I want to share with our listeners another great podcast from Podcast Central. Another wonderful podcast on EWTN is Keith and Nestor, and it is on this week's episode. Gabe Castillo talks about forming good habits that are consistent with giving your life to Christ. In this podcast, former Protestant pastor and Catholic convert Keith Nestor responds to questions and comments from listeners and shares his unique perspective. You can hear this and all the other podcasts on Podcast Central. All you have to do is go to EWTN Podcast Central, visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. Okay, the name of the podcast, I just want to make sure, I'm laughing so hard I can't even read right now. It's another great podcast. Okay. It's Feedback with Keith Nestor. That's the name of the podcast. Feedback with Keith Nestor. Okay, please forgive me. It's very hard to laugh and read and hold it all together. So I'm trying my hardest. Emma from Hayden, Idaho on the EWTN app. You're up next. Take it away.
Hey, Debbie, you do such a good job without Jerry. I just wanted to tell you that.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you for that.
You do a fantastic job.
Thank you. You're my new best friend, Emma. Okay, good. Go ahead.
So I was really hot on a hot day in the summer, so I thought, oh, strawberry ice cream would taste good. So I walked into an ice cream parlor, and I said, can I get a gallon of strawberry ice cream? He said, I'm so sorry, but we're out of strawberry ice cream. So I said, can I get a half gallon of strawberry ice cream? He says, no, we're out of ice cream, strawberry ice cream. I said, can I get a pint of strawberry ice cream? He says, lady, can you spell the chalk in chocolate? And I said, yeah, C-H-O-C. He said, can you spell the van in vanilla? And I said, yeah, V-A-N. He said, can you spell the stink in strawberry? And I paused and I said, there is no stinking strawberry. He said, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
Okay, so Emma, now I totally know you're my best friend. Okay, that is my husband's all-time favorite joke. He tells that joke to all of our friends, and he has been for 15 years. Emma, that is hilarious. I love that joke. It's so funny, and it is just one of those classic jokes. Thank you so much, Emma. You're awesome. God bless you. What a great, that is Marty's favorite joke, just so you know, guys, and Emma did a great job telling it. Okay, we're going to go to Jean, and Jean is from Cleveland, Ohio on Sirius XM 130. I've been waiting all these years for somebody to tell Marty's joke, and Emma is the first one to do it after all these years. Way to go, Emma. Okay, take it away, Jean.
Hi, Debbie.
Yes.
Why did Beethoven get rid of his chickens?
I didn't know he had chickens. Why did Beethoven get rid of his chickens?
Because they kept going, bok, 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 bok.
You know, I love classical music, right? So that is like hilarious. Oh, my goodness, Jean. You are so funny. Do you have another one?
Two guys are in a cave. They're exploring the cave. and they come upon this casket-looking thing, and they open it, and they find this little old man, disheveled little old man, sitting there frantically erasing music. So they're kind of amazed, and they go up to him and, "Sir, who are you, and what are you doing?" He says, "I'm Beethoven, and I'm decomposing."
Okay, you nailed it. Way to go. That was really good. Gene, thank you so much. We're all laughing, the whole show team. Carol is up next. By the way, you can squeeze in really quickly if you go really fast and tell your joke to Matt and then tell your joke to us. 833-288-3986. Carol is up next in North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Carol, I'm starting to get a headache from laughing so hard. Carol, take it away.
Okay, a woman brings her very limp duck into the veterinarian's office. The veterinarian puts his stethoscope on the bird's chest and listens carefully. A moment later, the veterinarian shakes his head and says sadly, "I'm really sorry, ma'am, but your duck has passed away." She says, "But how can you be so sure? I mean, you haven't done any tests on him or anything, have you?" "Perhaps he's just stunned or in a coma or something." The vet rolls his eyes, then turns and leaves the room. He brings back a black Labrador retriever. The black lab stands on his heels, puts his front feet on the exam table and sniffs the duck from head to toe, and then looks at the vet sadly and shakes his head. A few minutes later, the vet brings a cat. The cat jumps on the table and delicately sniffs the bird from head to feet. After a moment, the cat looks up, shakes its head, meows softly, and strolls out of the room. The vet looks at the woman and says, "Look, ma'am, I'm really sorry, but your duck is definitely dead." The vet turns the computer on, types, punches a few keys, hands the woman a bill. She screams. The bill was $500. She said, How can you charge me that much?" The vet shrugs his head and says, "Well, sorry, ma'am. If you would have taken my word for it, the bill would have been only $20. But after running the lab test and the CAT scan, it's now $500.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that was spectacular. Way to go. So good. Okay, we were all listening intently. You did a great job. Thank you, Carol. Amazing. Okay, we're going to check back in with Charles. Charles, I cannot hold it together. I'm sorry. I'm losing it. Do you have any on social media?
Okay, so Georgia says, "What is the meaning of the miracle of Cana when Jesus turned water into wine?"
What?
"When you run out of wine, you pray to Jesus."
That was a delayed laughter. Okay, do we have another one? Yeah.
Let's see.
How come you're not laughing? You normally laugh. Are you just trying to be serious?
I'm laughing on the inside, but
you're laughing on the inside. Okay, I'm gonna try that. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me see.
That doesn't work for me.
I think
we are
out of jokes. Actually,
we're out of jokes on social media.
Oh,
what's up
minute.
With that?
Here's one. Behind Anne-Marie on YouTube says, "Behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes."
Okay, so true. Okay, back to the calls. Yvette in San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. You just got squeezed in there. We can take probably another one or two more jokes. So Yvette, take it away.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. So what do you call a line of rabbits hopping backwards?
A line of rabbits hopping backwards. What?
A receding hairline.
Oh my goodness. That is so good. Do you know, I had a pet rabbit growing up. So I don't like the not so nice rabbit jokes. I like the funny rabbit jokes. That is so good. Thank you so much, Yvette. Thank you. Oh my goodness. God bless you. All right. We're going to get to, I think we can squeeze in Steve. I believe we can. Steve is from Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Steve, you are our final joke teller today.
All right, I'll try not to let everybody down. What happens when you take the smog out of Los Angeles?
What happens when you take the smog out of Los Angeles?
Yes.
What?
You see LA.
Okay, that was great. Oh, Steve, that was really, really...
Okay,
go ahead. Squeeze it in. Go ahead.
Why is hummingbirds not seen?
Why?
They don't know the word.
Hummingbirds. Okay, way to go, Steve. Thank you so much. Thank you to the whole Take Two family. You love to laugh. You're amazing. This was so great. I can speak for Charles. We had such a blast. And Michael McCall and Matt Gabinski listening to your jokes first. I'm sure he's got a big smile on his face. Thank you to the affiliates for allowing this wonderful live program so that the lay faithful can come together and we can laugh as the mystical body of Christ in just a beautiful, wholesome way like we did today. Thank you. We will do this show again in a couple months, so you'll have to get your jokes ready for then. But tomorrow is I Need to Hear Your Angel Stories. If you have any angel stories, I need to hear them. I'll tell you why tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon. Keep laughing, guys.